Unfortunately, right now, he is swimming in the cesspool of corruption.
Astorino had tough criticism for Cuomo regarding the Moreland Commission, saying the governor abruptly shut it down. But Cuomo claimed there's been a great deal of misinformation.
There was no abrupt stopping. I wanted the commission to get a law passed. That's why I impaneled it. I said to the legislature, when you pass the law, the commission will go away. They passed the law.
Cuomo fought back with his own jabs against Astorino, who serves as Westchester County executive. He says Astorino is under federal investigation.
He's been charged with racketeering, which is being reviewed by the Manhattan DA.
But don't listen to his nonsense. When he throws out the race card, it's because he has no ideas.
McDermott responded to the corruption issue, saying, who do you trust?
I feel like I just want to say I rest my case. I mean, here we go again. I mean, you know, one, who knows what the answer is? I'd like to believe that our government officials are not corrupt and that they really want to represent the people.
Hawkins says if elected, he would re-impanel the Moreland Commission.
To deal with the underlying problem of our pay-to-play culture, where you get big campaign contributions and outside income for legislators in order to open the doors for special interests to get tax breaks and favors, I favor a system of full public campaign financing.
In a video question from a citizen in East Amherst, candidates were asked about Common Core. Hawkins, McDermott, and Astorino are all campaigning against it, while Cuomo says he had nothing to do with it.
Common Core is established by the Board of Regents, which is established by the legislature. I don't appoint anyone to the Board of Regents. I had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Common Core is an abomination for our children. I have a 9-year-old. We go through 3 hours of homework every night. I end up having to do most of it for her because she just doesn't get it. Unfortunately, I don't get it either.
I want local parents, teachers, and school boards to make the decisions about curriculum and assessment. They know what their kids need. They're the ones that care most about those kids.
So I'm so opposed to Common Core, and I deal with it around the kitchen table with my wife and children too, that I started the Stop Common Core line.
After the debate, all four candidates made themselves available to the media. Astorino and Cuomo were asked to clarify their remarks about corruption.
He's being investigated for corruption, so naturally he wants to yell anything possible to put a smokescreen up. But you notice he didn't say whether he was subpoenaed or not.
And the only one who the U.S. attorney said is lying is him, and the only one who has an appointment to talk to the U.S. attorney under oath for 7 hours in a videotaped testimony is him. The only one with a racketeering lawsuit is him. That's being reviewed by the district attorney.
Cuomo was asked if he would carry out a full term if reelected. He said yes, and the other candidates followed.
If I drop dead of a heart attack, how does that count? Does that violate the pledge? Yes.
Okay, 1 minute. We now go to Mr. Hawkins.
If elected, I'll serve a full term, you know, providing I'm alive and kicking.
Mr. McDermott, 1 minute, if you need it.
I do, because it's a good question, but I want to go to another question. And yes, of course I'm going to stay for 4 years. Are you kidding? My daughter's already planning on moving into the governor's mansion.
Mr. Astorino, 60 seconds.
Yes, I will.
This was the only scheduled debate for citizens to hear from all four candidates. Astorino claims Cuomo won't debate again, and Cuomo says Astorino won't debate.
Why won't you do another debate? Why just this one debate?
I did offer two. He turned it down.
Will you do another one then if he's...
I offered two. He turned it down. You have to ask him.
Oh, you'll have to ask him because I've accepted all 5 one-on-one debates. I think he owes it to the people of this state.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.